The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's plug myself in here so I can hear me, hear myself think. Hey, good morning. And welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. That's a little speck of food in my throat. You shouldn't eat before the show, David. All right, here we go. On a roll, hopefully, for the next 2 hours at least. My voice only has to last 2 hours, and then that's okay. All right, thank you for tuning in and making us part of your weekend, which, of course, we always make sure to make it healthy whenever you're tuning in. And a reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy right here on AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer. This is interesting. You know, no matter what you think of or think about regarding fluoride in our water or not in our water, nationwide, I think, 30-40% or so of our water supply is fluoridated. But anyway, this is research from the University of Surrey in the UK. They found that fluoride can calcify your pineal gland. Now, that's not a good thing because your pineal gland is, or pineal gland, depending on who you talk to, tomato, tomato. It's responsible for melatonin production. That's where your body makes that sleep hormone. And fortunately, though, you can correct this issue or reverse the calcification with turmeric. This is, and that's the Hawaiian olena, the Hawaiian spice or herb in herbal medicine. This is a paper in the Pharmacognosy magazine. Pharmacognosy deals with plant drugs, pharmacy and pharmacological things are more drug-related, but this is plant-based drugs. Anyway, you can reduce the toxic effects of fluoride by ingesting turmeric. They say that one serving of turmeric a day will help to do this. So you can add it to, you can take it in supplemental form, of course, in capsules or supplements, but you can also put it on food. It tastes good. It has kind of a pungent flavor, if most of you have had it. It's the spice that makes Indian curry yellow. It's that pigment of turmeric, that the curcumin, that is so beneficial, both for brain health, just a variety. It's the number one single best-selling herb right now because it's so popular. But frittatas, you can put it on rice, roasted vegetables, of course, in soups, and even makes a delicious tea. In fact, in Japan, in the Kyushu area of Japan, that's a traditional tea, is the turmeric tea, the Japanese turmeric tea. So anyway, just a heads up there for your head. All right, let's see elsewhere in the news. Well, today in the first hour of the program, we're going to have new products and new food trends, part two. We introduced that last week to you. We had quite a few different foods that will soon be available in your local stores. And we interviewed three or four people, three or four experts with some of the food products. We'll have three experts this hour in, on our phone conference line. And we'll talk about everything from Rosti from Switzerland to yogurt, Greek yogurt bars. And we'll, and oh, and also, you know, as old as sardine cans are, I mean, they've been around forever, right? Ever since canning food first began. But there's a new twist on it, and I think you're gonna find this interesting and delicious. It's going to be in stores very soon. And we'll hear from, actually, he'll be one of the first, he'll be with us at the bottom of the hour, somebody from that company talking about a new twist on fish when it comes to canned and tinned fish. And, you always think of sardines being in those little tins that you pop open. But this is a complete meal with the fish in that same size tin. So we'll talk about that. All right, it's interesting that I was reading a magazine last night just to do some prep for the show, and came across, this is from Women's Health Magazine, and two of the three main companies we're featuring this hour are actually the products they picked from. They had kitchen experts ripped open packages of more than 300 packages or products to find the tastiest and most nutritious treats. And two out of the three are going to be featured on this hour's Dr. Health. It just so happened that I thought, well, I did have good judgment on which ones to choose to highlight. So anyway, they also highlighted these same products that you'll hear in this hour's program. Next hour, we're going to shift gears and talk about Hawaiian herbal medicine. Our botanical medicine expert Steve Fraley joins us in studio. He'll be flying in from the island of Kauai. I think hopefully he's already flown in on his way to the studio now. And he'll be with us talking about the many health benefits and both external and internal of one of the most popular medicinal herbs besides turmeric. You know, the Hawaiians brought it over as one of their canoe plants because it was so important to them, along with coconuts and some of the other foods they brought to the Hawaiian Islands to settle these fine islands of ours. Next week on Dr. Health, it's our annual program on heart health. We kick off American Heart Month, the month which is every February. It occurs during the month of love. And, you know, Valentine's Day, it's all heart-related, right, as in sweethearts. But we'll have two experts from the American Heart Association in studio talking about the importance of nutrition and the prevention of heart disease. We've had everybody from the president of the American Heart Association's national chapter. We had him on some years ago, a cardiologist, and we've had many cardiologists and neurologists on regarding heart health. Next week, we're going to talk about prevention, and in particular, we'll talk about nutrition, using nutrition to prevent and as well as treating heart disease. So we'll have that in the first hour. And then in the 10 o'clock hour of next week's program, our resident pharmacist Jim Laval joins us to share new information on your heart also. You may be young at heart, but let's keep it that way. And he'll have a lot of tips to do just that. And Jim will also review Life's Simple 7, which we've reviewed with the American Heart Association in previous years. But the keys to maintaining your heart, we'll have lots of tips for you. So it's a double header, double feature of next week's program, Matters of the Heart, having a healthy one. All right, straight ahead in the news. The dangers of late-night snacking. Also, in affairs of the hair, how to get rid of that dandruff. Plus, forget the apps. Try an aquarium to reduce your stress. And future pills, everything from a gas sniffer you swallow to a shot in a pill. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org. www.cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, attention diabetics or pre-diabetics, which is most of the population, unfortunately, between the two groups. But late-night snacking can really play havoc with your blood sugar. It's not just what you eat, it's when you eat it that matters. This is a study, where is this from? I'll get to that. Oh, it's from the University of Murcia in Spain. They say that processing and metabolizing food varies across the day. Of course, you have your 24-hour rhythms of, you know, your liver, muscles, fat cells, everything has a cycle in your body. But you're better equipped to handle food consumed during the daytime, you know, which makes sense because we're so active during the day. And several studies have associated late-night eating with an increased risk of diabetes and obesity. So this study, they had the same group of people ate dinner for 4 hours before their habitual bedtime, and then an hour before they had another group, the same group. So even though they had exactly the same meal, eating later resulted in impaired glucose tolerance, which is a pre-diabetic state, and that's associated with higher than normal levels of sugar in the blood. And the reason may be melatonin, your sleep hormone, and that's because if you have food together with melatonin, you have impairment of glucose control or metabolism. This is interesting. And when women were put on a weight loss diet, those who ate the bulk of their calories before 3 p.m. lost an average of 25% more body mass than women who consumed the same number of calories but ate more of them later in the day. And I remember doing a study or reviewing something, research years ago, and it found that there are a couple of different studies. One showed that 60% of our calories that average American consumes is after 6 p.m., and one study was even more than that. But it's safe to say that over half our calories are consumed after 6 o'clock in the evening, which is not a good thing. So even if you eat the same amount of food, just try to eat it earlier in the day. So as they always say, you know, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, dinner like a pauper, all right? Hope you're having breakfast this morning, by the way. I had my green eggs and ham. Thank you. No, just kidding. All right. How can you get rid of dandruff? Well, in affairs of the hair, dandruff, of course, is consists of small pieces of dried skin flakes that flake off your scalp. And according to the American Academy of Dermatology, they say that if you're Caucasian or Asian American, to shampoo daily and use dandruff shampoo about twice a week. On the other hand, if you're African American, only shampoo once a week using a dandruff shampoo. And of course, see your board certified dermatologist to get diagnosed first. But a dandruff shampoo that contains coal tar, which many of them do, you know, the Is that no Celsin Blue? That's the selenium. There's another one that is popular that has tar, which you know tar. Even though it's a carcinogen internally, it's very effective for dandruff. And tar shampoos, side effect though is it can discolor if you have light colored hair. Just be aware of that. It can also make your scalp more sensitive to sunlight. So a lot of people don't realize that about the coal tar shampoos. And then look for zinc pyrithione, I think it is, the zinc compound, and then selenium sulfide, which is, I think, the Celsin Blue if you do have dandruff. And, of course, internally, you want to make sure you have enough essential fatty acids, mostly omega-3 fatty acids. It's what people are deficient in. And when they increase that level in their diet, oftentimes the dandruff subsides or is minimized. All right. If you're under a lot of stress, you might want to put down that phone or forget the self-help apps. Look outside the box, or maybe I should say inside a glass tank. This is interesting. While restocking one of their larger exhibits, scientists at the National Marine Aquarium in Devon, that's in the UK, investigated the psychological and physiological benefits of spending time watching fish, not eating fish, but watching fish. Not only did test subjects report a marked improvement in their mood after visiting the exhibit, their heart rates and blood pressure, which are closely linked to symptoms of anxiety, of course, significantly dropped as increasing numbers of fish were added. And this is interesting. The researchers also found that the most significant changes were when people viewed colorful tropical fish. How about that? So, you know, I know it's, and I used to be in the saltwater aquarium business. It's high maintenance, so I wouldn't wish that on anybody as far as the time and effort it takes to maintain a saltwater aquarium. Best thing to do is go snorkeling a couple times a week too. That'll reduce stress in a few ways. It'll give you more exercise, and then you'll see fish firsthand in their environment without having to hold them captive in your living room. But it's funny, I remember as a child, growing up in Kailua, as I did, I went to the doctor's, I forget which doctor it was, but it was on Oneawa Street there, and they had a big fish tank in the lobby. I was like 8 years old. And I remember other doctor's offices over the years that used to have them both here and on the mainland, and they don't seem to have them anymore. But that is probably the best, or the, yeah, probably the best place to have an aquarium of all places, because that's when you really get stressed out. Oh, I'm in the doctor's office. It's going to be painful. Or, you know, maybe you're already sick with something and you're already in pain. So it's going to help relieve stress. And they say a seascape screensaver can also do the trick, but I think that's a distant second. I mean, I remember years ago, there was at the Kahului Airport, for those of you that remember, they had a huge aquarium built into the wall. And I mean, just all kinds of great fish, you know, tropical fish. And it was just such a showcase for tourists and locals alike. And it really had an effect of lowering stress. And it was just soothing to watch. And then, of course, to save costs, I don't know, not too many years ago, they switched it over. And now it's just a picture. I think at first it was a video, and then I think even now it's just they put up a mural or something, but because it doesn't cost anything to do that. But anyway, something to reduce your blood pressure and heart rate and in a healthy way. All right, and just one or two more articles before we get on to our first guest, which I think we're getting on. Okay, this is interesting. A inch-long capsule that you swallow, and it sniffs gas along your intestinal tract. It measures gases produced by food as it travels down your digestive tract. Microelectronics inside pick up traces of oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon dioxide, so they can diagnose digestive disorders and food intolerances and find out or test the effects of various diets. And then how about a shot and a pill? If you're like me and you're squeamish or you have a low pain threshold, you know, you don't like shots by any means, but here's an injector capsule. It embeds miniature drug-filled needles into your intestinal wall, which doesn't matter because your intestinal wall lacks pain receptors. And so these sugar-based needles then dissolve while the rest of the robotic pill deflates and is eliminated the natural way. So this someday could replace injections for people with, for instance, diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis or other conditions that now require shots. So future pills. All right, we'll talk about future foods with Stephen Caldwell when we come back from this brief break. We'll talk about Swiss Rusty. If you don't know what it is, you're going to find out, and it is delicious and nutritious. So we will be back with more information for your good health right after this, as the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to the next generation of health information. David Snow on your radio. Thanks so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. Excuse me. Which we are making strong and healthy with the information we have for this morning. And here to help us stay strong and healthy is Steve Caldwell. He is the proprietor of Rusty. It's a new company out of Portland, Oregon. And he has a delicious and nutritious taste treat that will soon be in your supermarkets and grocery stores nationwide. And he's with us to talk about it. It's a brand new treat that uses the potato as a base. And Stephen, first of all, welcome to the program. How the health are you?
Hey, I appreciate it, David. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for being there, and thanks for doing what you do. Now, you were doing something completely different excuse me, than this, weren't you, before you started Rusty?
I was. We had you know, several different businesses over the years, and I was in the concrete industry. But I've always been a foodie all my life, and the Galloping Gourmet being my favorite TV show. My mom would tell you when I was three. So anyway, I've been.
Okay.
So yeah, it's always been a passion of mine in the kitchen, in whatever I did. And at the age of 54, we decided to take the plunge last year and go all out, and it's been really exciting.
Okay, tell us the history of Rusty. It's from Switzerland, right? That's where it originated?
Well, yeah, the Swiss Rusty actually dates back to the early 1800s in the canton of Bern, Switzerland, and it was peasant food, David. Wives and daughters would shred potatoes and fry them in the morning. They would then top them with leftovers that they had saved from supper the night before, and then cover them with another layer of shredded potatoes, fry them on both sides, and then send them out with the men, which would sustain them all day. And then fast forward, you know, to 2019, where, you know, Swiss truly meets West. We've developed that same history where we're bringing it back, and we're really giving a nod to the Swiss that started this so many years ago, and we're releasing it as a handheld, crispy, filled potato snack in our first five flavors. Are launching very soon.
And then when will people be able to consume these, and when or where will they be available as well?
They're going to be available, first of all, locally in the Portland, Oregon metro area, market of choice, New Seasons and Zupans, along with several other independent specialty stores in the Pacific Northwest, you know, going from Seattle to Northern California. And then we are working with some other large chains currently right now where you'll actually see them on a national level in September.
Oh, okay. So in the fall, you're going to be rolling it out in a big way. All right. Tell us about you said five different varieties. Tell us, give us the flavors and the differences.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, first and foremost, from a health perspective, they're all naturally gluten-free, and we've actually got one vegan option as well. So we'll start with a classic. It's the Swiss raclette. And a raclette cheese is predominantly used in a fondue. So it's a really nice, melting, delicious cheese. And so when the raclette comes out of the oven, you bite into it, you get this incredible, nice little bit of a salty crispiness of the potato, and then right into this creamy, rich raclette cheese. So it's really wonderful. And you can dress that up or dress it down. We've got people that love to eat that one for breakfast.
Steve, if I could just add that it's only 4 grams of fat per serving, and so it's very low in fat. I mean, compared to the taste quotient, the bang for the buck, so to speak. Taste per calorie, if you will, or whatever. I mean, it really yields a lot of flavor and satisfaction for the small amount of calories it contains.
Oh, yeah, and they all range between 65 and 80 calories, and that's it. And they're really hearty. I mean, they're 2.5 ounces each, and we're having a serving size of 2. It's really wonderful that you get, you can kind of have your rosti and eat it too, so to speak.
I like that. Okay.
Have your rosti. And then the next flavor. Yeah, the next flavor we have is a chili cheese. And again, they're all vegetarian, and again, a vegan option. So the chili cheese is made up of pureed chickpeas with chunks of chickpea, roasted poblano peppers and red peppers, with a really nice extra sharp cheddar. And it's like when you take a bite of it, because the outside of the potato is actually tossed in paprika, it's like the best, big sky chili you've ever had, and you're not giving up anything because it's such a culinary experience from a flavor profile, yet approachable.
Let me just say something about cheese, if I could, because it's been a while since I've mentioned this, Steve, and that is, I actually recommend, even though, we don't recommend people eat lots of cheese because it's, high in fat, calories, saturated fat, et cetera.
Right.
However, what you want to do is get a cheese with a high taste quotient. And the number one cheese I recommend is Parmesan, because even though it's the saltiest and it has a lot of calories and everything, but you use so much less for the same taste satisfaction that you're much better off with a strong or a deep tasting cheese than you would be just,
right,
say, a Monterey Jack or something like that, which you're going to eat a slab of, versus just a little. It's kind of like chocolate, dark chocolate. If you eat a 70 or 90% little square of dark chocolate, you're going to be satisfied because it's so flavorful and chock full of actual chocolate instead of milk, fat, and fillers and cocoa butter and everything else. And so same with the cheeses. So go ahead. I just wanted to interject that.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. And the third one coming down the pike is our baked potato. So it's kind of the nod to your mom's best mashed potatoes with the cream cheese and the sour cream and the fresh chives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely delicious. But I'm looking at the nutritional on that one as well. And I mean, we're coming in at we've got some nice dietary fiber in there. Zero trans fats, saturated fats at only 4 grams, total fats only 8 grams, but mm-hmm. you still get this incredible burst of flavor, and it's really wonderful. And then we jump over to something that's really savory, and it's a fig and goat cheese.
That was my favorite. When I met you at the show a few weeks ago, was that which was the show's favorite of the five flavors?
The fig and goat cheese was right up there,
okay,
David.
Yeah.
It was definitely up there along with the raclette. But we actually import the fig puree from France. I mean, it's absolutely delicious.
Wow.
We get it from a distributor out of Florida and then the goat cheese. So the combination of the fig and the goat cheese is such a wonderful combination. I mean, that's something that As I said before, these can be dressed up. They can be dressed down. They can be paired with wine, or as a, you know, as an after dinner, you know, just a nice, a bit of sweetness to it, but not a lot. So it's really savory and it's really delicious.
Can you send it to me in dry ice or something? I want one now, not in September. I'm not going to wait until the fall, for goodness sake. Okay. Gee whiz, you're punishing us.
God.
You're torturing us, Steve.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna round it out.
Okay, last but not yeast, I mean least, is the curry lentil. Tell us about that.
It is. The curry lentil, I got to tell you, when we went into ideation just last October, and it's funny that, you know, we were one of the fastest products ever to go through the Oregon State University Food Innovation Incubator.
Oh.
And we didn't get into ideation where we actually meet with them, and this, you know, half is their team, half is my team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we met with our food scientists, the director, Sarah Massoni, our chefs, and then we brought, you know, as many part of our family. And one of them, two out of the four of my daughters went, and the oldest one is vegan. And so we're going through the ideation. We're saying, what flavors? She goes, well, Dad, you're the one that invited me, so I'm going to raise my hand. I said, go for it. She goes, we need a vegan option. And I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
And because they're all gluten-free, and then fast forward, we're launching the curry lentil, which is absolutely delicious. It's pureed lentils with chunks of lentils, carrots, and peas, and the curry and the Indian spices that really have a nice kick to it.
Right.
And the
right.
outer layer of it is not only tossed with just our standard, our regular single varietal shredded potato, but we also toss it with a 50-50 blend of sweet potato.
Oh.
So not only is it just a flavor burst, but aesthetically, it you eat with your eyes first, right?
Sure.
And it's just a piece of art on your plate, and it's such a great addition to our lineup. So we're so thrilled to be bringing these out, and then we're actually going to be launching two protein fillings on Rossi 2.0 later in the fall.
Oh, wow. Well, keep us abreast of that. I'm eating with my ears just listening to you talking about all these. So, Steve, how can give us a website for people to anticipate the launch, when it will be available in their stores, and I'm sure you'll put that availability out on your website as well. So give us how people can contact you.
Absolutely. It's simply SwissRosti.com, and it's SwissRosti.com, SwissRosti.com.
Thank you so much, Steve, for being with us, and please join us again later in the year once the products come out.
David, I really appreciate it. And to all your listeners, just stay healthy and be looking for the Rossi when they come.
All right, will do. I will definitely be. I'll be at the head of the line. Okay, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have Henry Lovejoy talking about a new take on those canned sardines, which have been around forever, I think 100 years or so. They probably have a 100-year shelf life, for goodness sake. They're in those little tins that you pop open. Well, this is a small meal with big protein and big nutrition as well as taste. We'll hear from him right after this when we return from the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Dr. Burnout, what is it and what does it mean to the medical system? Serious stuff there. More bad news about what sitting does to your life expectancy and what's the minimum amount of sleep that helps fight heart attacks. All coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and sleep. And no matter which doctor formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealth.com. EmeraldHealthBio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Snow,
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 snow.
It is David Snow on your radio.
Long before
welcome back to the program.
With snow,
you're with me right now, snow, keeping you cool and healthy. Hey, we have somebody else here to keep us healthy. Henry Lovejoy is the creator of Freshé. Him and his wife Lisa. Created this, and it's a new take on canned sardines, and we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Henry. How the health are you?
Aloha. Doing great, thanks.
Thank you for being there. Now, this is groundbreaking, unique, and, you know, I was going through a few magazines last night, and I came across Women's Health magazine, and they had reviewed hundreds of new food products across the nation to find the tastiest and most nutritious treats. And I felt validated when the two out of the three foods that I chose for highlighting this hour were the best of the bunch in their list, and yours being one of them, the Freshé canned fish. It's actually a whole meal. It's not just, you know, when people think sardines, well, okay, I have to add vegetables and rice and other things to it to make a meal. This is a meal in a can in the same size and shape as a sardine can. So tell us about this and how it came to be.
Thanks, David. It was really fun that Women's Health called us out, especially since we're such a young brand. Lisa and I have been in the seafood industry for 20 years, and sustainability is important to us. So we founded EcoFish 20 years ago. And when we were on a sardine sourcing trip in Portugal 4 years ago, we saw some canning technology for fish that we've never seen before in a state-of-the-art canning facility. Europe's just eons beyond North America as far as high-quality canned fish goes. It gave us an idea. The healthy snacking category in the U.S. is exploding, and we know fish, and a lot of people are looking for a healthy meal on the run. We paired up with a celebrity chef, designed four recipes, and it was a four-year journey. We're a small company, so we're working on a limited budget, so we took our time and came up with four meals, all based on certified sustainable skipjack tuna on the bottom of the sardine tin, and then four different recipes. We've got a Sicilian caponata, an Aztec enchilada, Provence nichoise, and a Thai sriracha. One of the beautiful things about Europe is GMOs are illegal. So it was easy to be non-GMO. All of the items are 100% all natural and are super healthy. You've got the omega-3s from the tuna, and then you have the recipes with vegetables and beans and spices and olive oil, very much like the Mediterranean diet. So people can eat these at their desk at work, on the top of a mountain, or anywhere in between. And it's been really fun for us because the reception has been unbelievable. We literally have retailers, some of the biggest in the country, lined up to to start bringing them in. We're going to be in Whole Foods first in May nationwide. As of right now, you can only get them on freshameals.com. So it's been a fun journey. We've really enjoyed it. It's great to see the reception, and it's really fun to have them out in the market so people have access to them.
And most of all, they taste great. I mean, people are going to, you'll have lots of repeat customers because, I mean, once you taste them, which I tasted at the show I met you at a few weeks ago in San Francisco, they're just off the charts delicious. I mean, I have the, and I haven't opened it yet because I thought, oh, once I open it, I'll have to eat it and then it'll be gone. But the Sicilian caponata, wild tuna, butternut squash, fire roasted vegetables, shaved almonds, and then vibrant herbs. And you know, it's a whole meal. And there's only 110 calories, 11 grams of protein. You know, it's just, I mean, this is perfect for campers, hikers, emergency food in your car. You should, you know, you could put it in your trunk. And what's the shelf life, by the way? How many years?
It's 4 years.
4 years,
which
okay.
is just amazing. And that is, we're trying to revive an old, stale category that hasn't seen any innovation in decades, and that's canned food. Canned food in the U.S. has a bad rap because when we were all growing up, the food that was being canned was not of good quality.
Right.
The reality is that, in our opinion, the best way to preserve food naturally is using good old-fashioned canning technology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, there a lot of foods today have preservatives in them, and it's really unnecessary. So we think that the portability of the small, easy-open tin and the ability to preserve foods naturally just brings, you know, a lot of life back to that category.
And it's so attractive, the packages, that you were saying that people use it as a soap dish after they eat the contents and take the lid off. It makes a perfect-size soap dish.
It does. People are being really creative, and developing the artwork for the packaging was so much fun. What we chose to do is to match the artwork to the culture from which the recipe comes from.
Good
so
idea.
The one you have, the Sicilian caponata, looks like Italian tiles, and the Aztec enchilada has the Mexican fabric, et cetera. So that's been a really fun aspect, too. Might actually be to our detriment because people love the packaging so much. I think similar to you,
yeah.
they don't want to open it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, a couple questions, Henry. One is, do they cook it in the can? Because the reason I ask is because some years ago I came across some research and found that the fish that's cooked in the can, some of the omega-3s are destroyed from the cooking process when the high heat that they use. I guess it's steam and heat that they use to cook it.
That's exactly right. So you think of our grandmothers with their vegetable garden outside their kitchen window, and bringing their fresh vegetables indoors and cooking them and canning them and bringing them to that high heat. It's the exact same process.
Oh, okay.
So everything goes into the tin fresh.
Right.
You may have seen the video at the show. It's an amazing process, all hand-packed. And then at the very end, it all rolls into a retort, which is a huge steamer.
Okay.
And the contents of the tin is heated up to a high temperature, and so that technology basically is just killing any bacteria that might be
sure.
in the tin.
Yeah.
And then you're giving it a 4-year shelf life. And when you open the recipes, it's just amazing at how well they hold. We found over the first 6 months, the flavors actually settle and they actually get better.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay, and so it's a perfect survival food. And as I mentioned, you can keep it in your car or for, as you mentioned, hikers, campers. It's the perfect food for that. Although it's a little heavy being a can, but if you don't have a long trek. And then, one question that came up in my mind the other day, and I thought, oh, I got to ask Henry when he's on our show. And that is, have you approached the military, because this tastes so much better than K rations or some of the things that not no offense to the military, but I've had relatives in the military and I've tasted those the canned foods that they have. Of course, they're not not the standard fare. I mean, that's not their diet day in, day out. But, you know, it is while they're on the front lines and for certain purposes. But have you, I mean, I think that would be a natural for the military to know about this technology as well as more nutritious and delicious offerings that can be had with this technology.
Yeah, you know, it's a really good point, and we've heard that from a lot of people, and nothing would make us more proud than to know the military was actually eating gourmet canned food, serving the nation.
I mean, they deserve it.
At the show, the shows are so much fun because you learn so much and things you didn't even think up appear. Being out in California in San Francisco for the show, numerous people came by that are small distributors for all of the wildfire fighters in California.
Oh, of course, yes.
And, you know, unfortunately, there's so many fires out there that they're creating all these meal boxes that the firefighters take with them. And they were just so excited to find this. So, yeah, it's kind of fun to think how accessible, you know, anybody can eat it anywhere.
Yeah, and this is great.
You know, we're biased, but we really think they're delicious and can't wait to develop recipes and add different proteins.
Yeah, definitely. More dishes and more varieties. So we have to wait till May, though. That's unfortunate. But how can people give us a website where people can order it direct for now?
Oh, absolutely. On the website is a 20% discount now, too. It's really easy. It's freshameals.com. So FRESHE. Meals.com.
Fantastic.
It comes Amazon Prime in 2 days, and you can get a variety pack so you can try all four recipes and figure out which one is your favorite.
And it'll be in Whole Foods in May.
And a lot of other retailers as well.
Great. Thanks so much, Henry, for being with us. And
I
might just open this up this afternoon and eat it.
It sounds good.
Okay,
thanks,
all right.
Buddy.
Thanks.
Take care.
Okay. Up next, we'll have Greek yogurt in a bar. We'll have Rachel Moore talking about that when we return from this brief break. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, smile. You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow on your radio. One more new product review to go, and then we go on to our next hour Hawaiian Herbal Medicine. Of course, all of our regular features next hour as well, the Fitness File, Matters of Sexual Health, and the Funny Bone Pharmacy, as well as Dick Allgaier's Health Report. Joining us right now on our phone conference line is Rachel Moore. She is with the Clio Company, and they have a new Greek yogurt in a bar. You know how nutritious Greek yogurt is. It has twice the protein and more calcium and nutrients, less fat than regular yogurt. And but we have it in a bar form now, and it's wrapped in chocolate. Oh, my God, that's dangerously delicious. And we have her on our phone conference line to tell us more about this new product, which is soon to be available in your stores. In fact, I picked up two flavors in a supermarket last night. It must have just appeared in the refrigerator case there. Good morning, Rachel. How the health are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. Now, this Greek yogurt bar, how did this come about? I mean, whose brainchild was this?
Yeah, our brilliant CEO, Sergei Kontrakovsky. He actually started it in 2015 after accidentally coming across a process when he was working on a lamb roast for his family.
Oh.
And it actually discovered the yogurt in the refrigerator, and it had created this kind of cheesecake texture after sitting there for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And as they were playing with it, like Play-Doh, he realized there was really an opportunity here to put yogurt in a form like it's never been in before. So that's kind of how it came to life. And from 2015 to now, it's evolved into the form you see today, wrapped in chocolate and with a cheesecake-like texture, as you've seen.
Now, there's seven flavors. I bought two. The Whole Foods that I was shopping at last night had only two flavors, the hazelnut and the blueberry. So the things that we want to point out to our listeners, it's high in protein, the 8 and 9 grams of protein, depending on the flavor. And there's only 140, 150 calories, which, you know, when you look at some of the yogurts on the shelf, the flavored yogurts, they can have 25, 30 grams of sugar per container.
Absolutely.
And that negates the health benefits of why you're eating yogurt in the first place, for goodness sake. And these only have about 10 grams of sugar. And then they're dark chocolate coated. Are they all chocolate coated, or can you get an uncoated? I guess you can't, right? Because otherwise that's what holds it together.
Yeah, we're fully covered in chocolate currently. We are, though, exploring alternative coatings in the future. I think yogurt coatings, caramel coatings, we can go kind of a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
With that kind of internal, like I said, cheesecake texture, it does hold its own. So again, we're kind of exploring alternative options as we continue to expand.
Okay, and plus it has billions of probiotics. I want to mention that, as not all yogurts do, because a lot are processed or they're pasteurized after they're cultured. And so that kills all the good bacteria. So forget any health benefits from the bacteria, which is why another reason people eat yogurt. And you know, it gets me when doctors, after you take antibiotics, they say, oh, just eat a little yogurt and you'll be fine. Well, one of our sponsors, Theralac, one capsule of their product is the equivalent to about 200 cartons of yogurt and the amount of bacteria that actually gets delivered to your gut. So, and so it's super powerful, though, Theralac. But with these Greek yogurt bars, I mean, it has meaningful amounts. At least it has, appreciable numbers of bacteria, the various bacteria cultures that you put in that make up the yogurt. They're very inexpensive. I think I paid a buck and a half or something for each box of these. So are these, besides Whole Foods, where can people get these Greek yogurt bars from Clio?
Yeah, so we're in a variety of retailers nationwide. So we're in about 1,600 Walmarts as we speak.
Oh, okay.
So in California, that's one of our primary retailers. We're also expanding into all Albertsons Safeway banners. So that includes things like Jewel in the Midwest.
We have Safeways here in Hawaii. We don't have Albertsons or the other chains you mentioned. So
yep, Safeway, exactly. So we're expanding slowly but surely, but Whole Foods and Safeway will be the two locations you can find us in Hawaii.
Okay, and we do have Walmart, since you mentioned Walmart.
Since
real food needs refrigeration, these do need refrigeration. I mean, we want to mention that. So they're not something you can keep in your car, in a hot car or something, but they'll keep for an hour or so. But then what happens? The chocolate coating will melt, right?
Yep. Yeah, they actually were. Our bars are good for up to 12 hours outside the refrigerator. We just say they're better when you eat them cold. So we suggest if they're outside the refrigerator for an extended period of time, put them back in because they just taste better.
Right.
And then if it's past that 12 hours, we say don't eat because, again, it is live active culture, traditional yogurt. And so as a dairy product spoil, the yogurt would also.
Right, right. So when you say 4 hours out of the refrigerator, that means an hour and a half here in the tropics because our temperature is the average temperature here is a lot higher than or considerably warmer than it is there on the mainland. So just to
very true.
Keep that in, or take that into account. Is there a website people can go to for more information on the Clio Greek yogurt bars?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to www.cleosnacks.com. We have a lot of information on all of our flavors, including nutritional panels, ingredient lists, as well as a store locator. So you can find a store near you.
Great. And I wanted to mention, too, that as I mentioned with our last guest that we had on the Freshet, the canned fish, that you were also chosen as one of the few out of hundreds of new products. I was reading a women's health magazine, and they featured the Clio Greek yogurt bars. You probably saw that as one of the awards that Women's Health Magazine gave you, a food award. So
We were very excited. Again, 2018 has kind of been our takeoff year. It's exciting to see people kind of picking them up, eating the bars, and really finding the joy behind a really healthy but indulgent and delicious snack option.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lastly, my producer said you have a cute voice, and I said, yeah, she is cute. So I met you personally. So thank you so much for being there, Rachel, and all the best. And keep us surprised of any new flavors or any new products that you might be launching.
I definitely will, and thanks so much for the call.
All right, there goes Rachel Moore with CleoSnacks.com, and here we go with another hour of the program, but we have 1 hour to come after the top of the hour of Fox News when we have Steve Fraley, botanical medicine expert who flew in from Kauai just to be on the show here, and we'll talk about Hawaiian herbal medicine, specifically noni, how noni can be used externally and internally for a variety of ailments, the way Hawaiians have used them for decades, I should say centuries, and it's often called nature's aspirin. So we'll talk about the anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving benefits of it, as well as many other virtues of this little-known Hawaiian plant that you need to know more about, because it really is an unsung hero in the botanical medicine world here. Back after this, as we continue here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Stick around for hour number two, right after the top of the hour of Fox News, here on AM 690 and 94.3 FM, The Answer.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.